Hello?
Hello, my name is Will, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinions on some of the issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This survey will take only a few minutes to complete and ask about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card. If you complete the survey, you will also have the opportunity to sign up and participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We're going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous. Will you prefer to continue in English or a different language?
In English.
Thank you. Do you currently live in Boston? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you mind sharing the zip code of your primary residence?
02132.
Thank you. What would you say is your gender? Do you identify as female, male, or something else?
Oh, God, female.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry about that. It's just part of the survey. How old are you? Are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, 60 to 74, or 75 plus?
60 to 74.
Thank you. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? Do you consider yourself Black African American, White Caucasian, American Indian, Alaskan Native,
no,
Asian,
white.
Native?
White.
White. Thank you. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? Did not complete high school diploma, GED, attended college but did not complete, trade technical vocational training, associate
yeah,
degree, bachelor's
college, degree. But I didn't
okay,
complete.
Okay. Thank you so much. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being in the past month. In general, will you say your physical health is excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you. In general, will you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often do you have trouble falling asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, never?
Never.
Thank you. How often do you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per
no,
week, never?
No.
Thank you. How often do you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, never?
Maybe once a week.
Once a week? Okay. Thank you. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Having little interest or pleasure in doing things? Not at all. Some days, more than half the days, nearly every day?
Nearly every day.
Okay. Not being able to control worrying? Not at all. Some days, more than half the days, nearly every day?
No, some days.
Some days, okay. What about feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
No.
Okay. What about feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
No.
No? Not at all? Okay. Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you've been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? Diabetes, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, or the like?
No.
No. Overweight or obesity?
No.
No. Heart attack, angina, coronary heart disease?
No.
No. A substance use disorder?
No.
Okay. High blood pressure?
Nope.
Thank you so much. Here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have towards each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors will act if serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like the rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times. How likely is that your neighbors will come together?
No.
Not at all? Okay.
No.
Very unlikely. Okay. Have there been any social get-togethers like block parties or gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. In the past year, have you considered moving away from your community? Will you say yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following reasons is the biggest factor in your thinking about moving away? Unreliable public transportation, politics, police harassment, crime, drugs, unaffordable housing, lack of good paying jobs?
I can't really say.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to ask about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree,
no,
or strongly disagree?
Strongly
agree, okay. Thank you. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
Yes.
Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
What?
With that statement.
That what? I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Okay, people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
Yes.
You strongly agree with that or somewhat agree?
No, strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Law enforcement officers have the best interest of my people, of my racial group, in mind.
Yes.
Okay. Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Agree, somewhat agree.
Okay. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
I don't know.
Okay. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Yes.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
No, God, no.
No? Strongly disagree? Somewhat disagree?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
Yes.
Strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly.
How Thank you. Law enforcement, we are halfway done. Maybe another 7 to 10 minutes, depending on your answers. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of my people or my racial group seriously.
No, that's not true.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Okay. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Yes.
Strongly agree or somewhat?
I don't know. Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. You can answer the questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason? Yes or no?
No.
No. Have they been physically abusive to you or any of your friends or family members?
No. No.
Have they been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? No. Okay, thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of the race?
No.
No? Thank you. Have you ever felt that police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
No.
No? Thank you. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police and law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no?
No.
No. Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested?
Not that I can think of, no.
No, okay. These questions are for respondents who have had contact with police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions with a yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever accused you of having or selling drugs? Yes or no?
No. Oh, God, no.
Have they pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
No. Have they been physically abusive to you?
Oh, no.
Verbally abusive?
No.
Assume that you are a thief?
No.
Arrested you for something you didn't do?
Oh, God, no.
Treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
No.
Follow you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
No.
Stopped and searched you for no reason?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree,
no,
strongly
agree
disagree.
No.
No. Okay. I try not to talk about the time when I was stopped.
No.
Okay, that would mean strongly disagree, correct?
Right.
Okay, I try not to remember and think about this incident.
No.
Okay, other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
No.
Strongly disagree then?
Yes.
Okay. Reminders of the time when I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or pounding heart.
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
No.
Okay. I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Please tell me to the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that happened since your encounter with the police. Because of my previous contact with police, my relationships with family members are strained. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, disagree?
No,
strongly
disagree.
Or somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. My friends have treated me with more respect.
I don't know.
Okay. I think it is a good idea to keep my past experience with the police a secret.
No.
Okay. I feel that I am being watched or tracked.
No.
No. I feel that my family or personal life has never been the same as before.
No.
I feel that I'm being held to unfair standards relative to others.
No.
No. Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree?
I don't know. Somewhat agree. Somewhat.
Okay. Okay. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with noticeable law enforcement presence?
No.
Strongly disagree?
Yes.
Thank you. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Yeah, sure.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, strongly.
Thank you. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
I don't know.
Okay. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
I'm not sure.
Okay. I am less likely to call the police when in need.
That's not true.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. We almost done. These last few questions are for statistical purposes. What is your current employment status? Retired, without a job, not looking for work, employed, homemaker, student? Retired. Thank you.
Yes.
What is your current marital status? Cohabiting outside the marriage, widow, divorced, separated, single, never married, married?
Well, I'm living with someone.
Okay. Thank you. How many children do you have? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 plus?
Two.
Thank you. How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household? 1, 2, 3,
two.
4, 5,
two.
6, 2.
2.
Okay, thank you. What is your household total income from all sources? I will read the categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under 20K, between 20K and 50K, between 50 and 80, between 80 and 120, between 120 and 175, between 175.
Like 20 to 50.
Okay, thank you. How long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7, 8 to 15, over 15, or your whole life?
My whole life.
Thank you. What best describes your current living situation? Homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friend? Living somewhere I do not pay
rent?
Renter. Okay. Thank you. Do you currently live in a public housing, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Can you please provide me the name of it?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Please give me the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, just say Main Street and Elm Street.
Washington and Rockland Streets.
Washington and?
Rockland Street.
Can you please spell that for me?
R-O-C-K-L-A-N-D.
R-O-C-K?
Correct.
Okay. The other letters, R-O-C-K?
L-A-N-G.
Thank you. Will you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harbor researchers about your experience with and perceptions of Boston Police for a $50 gift card, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Can you please provide me your phone number and email address, please?
Well, you called this number.
Okay, so it's the same number?
Yeah.
Okay, email address?
I don't use it.
You don't use it? You don't have one? Okay, no problem. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate your participation. You have a good one.
All right, so I get $10?
Yes, you will get the $10. We'll contact you to your phone number since you don't have an email.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.